In the olden days, when I was young, planning was really difficult and people preserved things more. Now you go around fabulous areas like Greenwich, which is a historical area, and you see these hideous new American hotels, and they just, you know, they just don't have any respect for their neighbours. Of late, I've been taking walks around everywhere, sort of taking routes that I don't normally go on, and I've sort of been exploring the whole area, right up to Blackheath and beyond. And I'm just shocked at the amount of building going on, you know. I mean, from my flat window, I can see right up to Blackheath. I used to be able to see the heath itself, but now it's all buildings in the way. And there's a hideous new estate on the top of Blackheath Hill, which is all blue, sort of navy blue panels stuck all over it. It's hideous. And I just think, we live in a wonderful area, and I hate to see good things go. I mean, I would hate to lose that little shed that sticks out the back of that building. I think it's stunning, with the corrugated iron on it and everything.
Those kind of things tend to get overlooked,
don't they? Yeah, and they get knocked down and they build something like this, which is hideous, you know?
Hello, Jaden.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
So you go to Tide Mill School?
Yeah.
Okay, now come closer. Tell me about yourself.
Well, myself, well, I'm kind of a kind person.
Oh.
And I kind of make friends very quickly. I'm quite good at thinking those games very quickly to play in the playground.
Okay, so now tell me where Mummy and Daddy are from.
They're from Vietnam.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's very hot, you know, very hot weather. I mean, it sometimes rains, but it doesn't rain that often, really.
Okay. So what did you like about Vietnam?
Well, I like the beach, the weather.
There's lots of Vietnamese people living in New Cross, aren't there, in Deptford?
Yeah.
Do you know lots of them?
No, not really.
Okay, so you don't just mix with only Vietnamese people?
Yeah.
You've got lots of friends, and your mummy's here. She's shy to talk. Why won't she talk to me?
Well, first thing, she doesn't know that much English. And second thing, she can't really speak English that clearly.
Okay. Does mummy like living in England, though?
No, because, you know, sometimes very cold and sometimes rains a lot.
So, tell me, what do you like about living in Deptford?
The stores, the restaurants, the shops, really.
And you said you got lots of friends.
Yeah.
So do you go out and play with them?
Yeah.
You've got a lovely face. You're so cute. I can understand why you've got lots of friends and people like you, because you're so handsome. Thank you, my darling. Were you a refugee?
We got my country, got the Vietnam War, 1975. Yeah, but I left my country in 1979.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were there?
Yeah.
For the war?
When I left about my country, I go and I stay in Hong Kong about 2 years. I left the Hong Kong, I come to England back before I live outside London for Scotland.
In Scotland?
Yeah, I live there about, Hong Kong. I left Hong Kong, I come to England about 1982.
Okay.
Yeah, but when later I live about Scotland, 1985, 86, I've been in about London.
And you've never left?
Yeah.
You like it?
I live there. I never move anywhere.
Because there is a large Vietnamese community living here, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Got before, but not much.
Okay, they moved.
Yeah, but not more, but before, not much Vietnamese. But now, when you go out, you see a lot, but not for Vietnamese. All for China.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I get you.
Yeah, not for Vietnamese.
Okay.
More for all for China.
Right.
Vietnamese, I think about only 10, about 100 people live in but more China.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for teaching me.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for talking to me. It's so interesting.
All right, thank you
very much.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A coincidence. I just got off the train from going to my mother's stone setting, which is a ritual in the Jewish religion. She had her funeral last year, and this year, to put the stone up, we have a memorial service. And when you visit a grave, you leave a stone. Okay. So it's not only a stone setting, but we leave a stone in recognition, and now you've given me a stone. It's a bit of a theme, and the stone says gratitude. And sunshine in my life, the way I did is shady. Skip hit data to get the
anti-matter. Blue lines are the reason why the temple had to shut. We bought our flat here 11 years ago, so we were attracted by this area because it's a very historic place. It's just multicultural, very interesting, you know. So, and again, because I come from Russia originally, so it used to be docks here, and our Tsar also used to come here, yeah, to learn to build the ships, yeah. So, yeah, but right now I started experiencing some problems. Like, for example, I live next to Rachel McMillan Park, and it attracts lots of drinkers and marijuana smokers, and they all leave rubbish after themselves. And we've got lots of rough sleepers at the moment. If you come to the park, let's say like after 8 o'clock, so they start unpacking their stuff, and they use bushes as toilets, so the kids cannot go into bushes anymore. And for example, if they kick a ball somewhere there, so, and we need to get it out, so if you go there, it smells of poo and urine. And it is, yes, it is. Using all this stuff, yes. And we spoke to the police, and the police asked them to leave, so they moved away maybe for 1 week. We didn't see them, but now they came back again. So, and
how long has this problem been going on?
It started like, say, not that recently. Recently this year, so when it started warming up a bit, like, say, I don't know, maybe March, April, something
okay.
like that. So, yeah, before that, we didn't see them because it used to be the anchor just up Deptford Street. And they were all gathering somewhere there at the anchor. But since the anchor was removed, now there is no gathering place. So it seems like they all now gather in Macmillan Park. Oh my god, I love Deptford. I love Deptford. So Deptford is lovely, it's very multicultural. I love steel pans. I love
You play in a band?
Yes, yes, I play in a band for like almost 2.5 years now. So I love everything. I love the market, I love the people, I like the event, like your event. So I like our library, I like our wavelengths. So Waldron Centre is fantastic. I love our school. So
Tide Mill.
Yes. I love Deptford. I love the transport link as well. It's amazing. So you can get like to London Bridge in 5 minutes and you're there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I love my neighbours. They're so lovely people, absolutely lovely. We feel like we're loved, accepted here, so we know everyone, very safe. Like your question, you say, do we feel unsafe or not going with all this? No, we feel safe because we know most of the people, but it's just not pleasure that rough sleepers use bushes as toilets.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And I feel sorry for them because I understand that they are people, maybe their circumstances are so bad and they've got nowhere to go and nowhere to live in, you know? So maybe the government should provide some houses. If they let them inside the country, maybe they need to provide them at least with rooms or something, you know? And I feel sorry for them. Probably their circumstances... You wouldn't sleep on the street if you have a happy and wealthy life.
We may see you at Notting Hill Carnival playing your steel bands.
Yes, OK. See you then.
Thanks so much. Deptford is like slummish area because it was. I mean, I was born in 1950, so I used to come up here regular. But you know, they've moved all the alcoholics and that on that used to just at the beginning of the high street. And I think it's a shame because I used to like walking past them and seeing what they're all up. Yeah, some of them was right out of order, too much drinking and causing lots of problems. But you get that everywhere you live. But I enjoyed it, coming down here.
When I first came to Deptford, which was January 1985, we had a lot of Irish, Scottish, and how were it, Jamaican or West Indian, mostly Jamaican, but a lot of Irish, Scottish, and Jamaican and English people here. But now it's that multicultural now, I can't even describe half the nationalities, to be honest with you. But there was only four about when I came here, four different that I could that I knew of. Yeah.
So you. Actually, within your lifetime, you've seen a huge change in this area.
Oh, big, big, massive change. Massive change, yeah. Especially in the shops. Yes. When I came here, like, we had Woolworths on the high street. We had Fanta's furniture on the... We had post office on the high street. We had everything they catered for you on the high street, really. But nowadays, we don't have nothing, no amenities like that. Like, you know, post offices or... I mean, there's not even a bar on the high street.
Well,
there is one actually now. It just opened a couple of weeks ago. It's around the corner.
Okay, but not on High Street?
No. I remember a time there must have been 10 from one end of it to the other. Yeah.
Do you feel sad about that?
Not since I stopped drinking. I stopped drinking about 6-7 years ago to real health. And they don't bother me now anyway.
Feel better?
Yes, without the alcohol, yes. Yes.
So, when you first came here, because I know that the Irish and the blacks got on quite well, didn't they? Because there was quite a bit of discrimination against Irish and blacks.
Yes, there was. There was. We had a lot of that, and especially the Irish more so, I think. Well, it was racism with the blacks. It was more so terrorism when I came. Like, I was accused for everything in terrorism with the IRA, and when I went to work, if I went to work, and if I went for a drink after work, I couldn't speak in the pub because I was afraid I was going to be assaulted, or as you would be, because there was, which wasn't fair with bombs going off here and there, and I had to travel on the same trains and buses and tubes as everybody else, but you can't paint everyone with the same brush.
So in a way... You must have some sort of empathy for Muslims at the moment, anyone with like that sort of Arab skin.
I do. I do, because it's not all of them. You know, we all know that. But it's trying to get it across to other people that it's not all of them. And like I said to you, I come here and just because I was Irish, I was IRA. It's not just because you're Muslim, you're Al-Qaeda or Hamas or whatever they call them, I don't know. But I suppose everyone has to grow through affairs and... Well, hopefully it winds up like the Irish one and they come to some kind of an agreement, like the Irish did with the British.
Yeah.
So that's all you can hope for, really.
So do you have any friends that you still see now that you've known for the past 30 years?
Oh, yes. Yes, I still have the same friends I know. I know elderly men when I came here. They passed away, some of them, more only recently, and because at the top of the street there was one big, great, gigantic DOS house, we used to call it.
Carrington House.
Carrington House. And if you wanted company, you just went to the top of the street and you met your Irish, your English, your Scottish, or West Indian, or black people, if you want to call them that. If you want to define it, because I don't really, you know.
Black person style.
Yeah, but we have Indians and that. But when I came from Ireland, because I wasn't raised in war, I wasn't educated in war, we never had anything got to do with war. I didn't even know about the First World War or the Second World War. And I met an Indian, and I thought all Indians was blacks, the same as Jamaicans, the same as everyone else. I thought they were all one. But funnily enough, my local news agent said to me, when he came from India, he thought everyone from Russia on was British, because we were all white. So that was the differences we had. But we never had any hassle or trouble or anything like that. We like, this day and age is different, isn't it? There wasn't as much drugs, wasn't as known when I came and all that.
So how do you feel the community's changed since you came here to now?
Oh, as in community, how do you mean?
Well, you know, like, who do you know? You know, you knew your neighbours, you knew the people in the shops, you had your friends, like, you used to go to the pub.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no pubs anymore.
No.
The shops have changed.
A lot of them.
Obviously, we know on this high street there's lots of butchers and pound shops.
Yeah, but you just get to know people as you go along. You got to. Because you got to understand their language. And when you go to the shops now, it's usually someone that's not speaking your language, they're serving you. So you got to learn to kind of if you get my meaning, entwine, yeah, with them, yeah, yeah.
Do you miss the old days?
Yes, very much. If I say I miss the old days, well, I do, because you felt a lot more safer and you felt a lot. I mean, when I drank here on the high street with my friends, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we could go sleep here for the weekend. And we'd still have our bag and our baggage when we woke up Monday morning. Nowadays, I think you woke up in the swimming pool, you had nothing on you. So
I just want to talk about Carrington House again, because when I was younger, obviously, I remember that, and it was called a DOS house as well. Do you remember? They were called DOS houses, weren't they? And there used to be some really extraordinary characters.
Well, that was the fascinating thing about it. I drank in the little pub across the road, which is called the Little Crown, and that catered for them. So I met a lot of them in there, and the people I met in there surprised me. A lot of them surprised me with their far more wealth and education, and a lot of them surprised me that in the opposite direction, that they'd done a full circle. I mean, I met lecturers, I met priests from Ireland that was gone out of the priesthood, and they were living in Carrington House.
And I was left the priesthood.
Yes. They'd left Ireland and told them families that they were going to join the priests. They never made it. And they were that ashamed they never went to them.
Of course, in Ireland, like I guess in a lot of African states as well, a lot of poor, it was a way of being respectable and getting a job, really, wasn't it? Leaving home.
Well, when I lived in Ireland, there was nothing in where I come from, Southern Ireland, in Limerick. Because, like I said, over the terrorism, we had a lot of it in Limerick, where the Dutch envoy was kidnapped and they started closing down the factories that was about to open in the late 70s. So the whole city went pear-shaped.
Which city was that?
Limerick, sort of southwest of Ireland. So I had a young child at the time and a girlfriend. And, well, how would I put it? So I couldn't find work there. I worked as a fellmonger in Ireland. Which a fellmonger, which makes leather, collects skins and hides. I walked in a lorry, very dirty, but money is dirty, isn't it?
Okay.
So as the fellmonger dried up and moved out of the cities.
Feltmongering?
Fell. Yeah, they make leather, hides and shoes and whatever. So that closed down, so I decided to move with a two-year-old boy and my partner, and we came here.
Was it a shock?
Leaving home was a shock. Where I was going didn't worry me, because I had to go somewhere. If the boat stopped in Hong Kong, I'd be there today.
Okay.
So it was just... buy a one way ticket out. And well, my brother was here actually. I did come, and he helped me out when I got here.
Yeah. Your brother's still alive?
No, he died not long ago. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a shame.
He died not long ago, 4 years ago.
What about your wife? Is still married?
Still have a partner, same partner.
Oh, lovely.
35 years, never married.
So, and your son now is obviously well grown.
One is 30. He was born 82, and I have another one born in 1990. And I have a daughter born in 1999, Lauren, which is great for her because she's doing very well at school and everything and anything, so we're well pleased. And we couldn't be more happier, really, only wealthier. Is the only
way. So you're would you say to people, come to Deptford, Newcross?
Definitely. Definitely. Why? Because it's a place people can live and they can make a life. And it's not Deptford as of old, you know. I mean, like, there's some lovely areas around here now. There's some beautiful sceneries around here, even at the bottom of Deptford High Street, where I live on Watergate Street. You can go along the riverfront there and everything, and we got a big park. Like, people in Ireland ask me when I go home for a holiday, what floor am I living on? So I said, there's my front garden, which it's not, it's the park, but my front door is on the park. But I got a back garden. You asked me what floor am I living on, yeah. That's it, really.
Well, thanks so much for talking to
me. That's been lovely to talk to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Frank.
All right, Frank, you're very interesting looking. Got your tattoos.
Well, yeah, the police used to say that at one time. I didn't appreciate that. No, I'm winding you up.
Are you a local man?
Yes, I've been in Deptford all my life, yeah. I moved out and come back, but yeah, I moved to Chatham actually, very nice place, but didn't work out, so eventually come back home to mum, and here I am.
So you were born here and raised here,
yep.
Married, gone to Chatham and come back.
Yeah.
So tell me, the changes must be huge.
Oh, I mean, I've been back a long while, but the changes are really, really enormous. Deptford is not the same place as I remember it, you know. Everything's changed from the new buildings, wider roads, you know, here, even here, when I was a kid, well, not a kid so much, 10 up to about 15, was a fun fair, a permanent fun fair here, yeah. So yeah, there's been lots of changes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, proper, yeah, we used to come every Saturday night on the fun fair, you know, as you do. We had free cinemas, you know where the snook crawl is down the high street? That was a cinema. We called that the Bug Hutch. They had the Odeon at the top of the high street, turn left. And top of the high street, just across the road, right on that corner was the Broadway. You know where the chemist is and the post office?
Yeah.
Well, that cinema used to come right out to them traffic lights. And if you could see a picture of it, it was like St. Paul's Cathedral. It had a big dome on top. Lovely old picture house. It was, yeah.
Did you used to go Saturday morning pictures?
We come along on Saturday morning, greeting everybody with a smile. We come along on Saturday morning, knowing it's well worthwhile. As members of the GB Club, we all intend to be good citizens when we grow up and champions of the free. We come along on Saturday morning, greeting everybody with a smile, 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 greeting everybody with a smile.
Yes, I'll give you a little story there as well. Not Saturday morning pictures, but when we was about 10 or 11, The Wizard of Oz was being played on the cinema. So we said, Mum, can we go and see it, like? So me and my two sisters went. I think we went about 1:30 in the afternoon. Loved it, of course. 9 o'clock at night, we're still in there. The cinema lights went up. My dad come walking on stage with the manager, because my last name is Cook. Are the Cook children here, please? My mum had got worried where we was, sent me dad out. And there we was, oh, Dad, let us see the end of it, because it was halfway through again, which he did, so that was quite good.
So you didn't get in trouble then?
No, my mum and dad was quite easy. I mean, they were a bit worried where we were, going out in the afternoon and not, you know, still being in there. So we watched it about 4 times round, I think. But loved it. To this day, I love The Wizard of Oz.
I was talking to an Irishman earlier that came here about 30 years ago, and he was talking about when he was here, you know, it was mainly Irish, Scottish, English.
Yeah, of course.
Jamaican.
Yeah.
But of course now
we've got
huge...
Oh, unbelievable changes. I mean, you just wouldn't recognise this place. If you went away for 20, 30 years, come back now, I mean, it's just totally different, totally different. I can remember, and this is no racial thing or nothing, but I can remember when I was about 11, 12, 13, something like that, running home to my mum and saying, Mum, I've just seen a black bloke, big black bloke up the high street, just because I'd never seen one before, I'm being honest. And of course, our things have changed.
It was,
and I think there's nothing wrong with that at all. I've got no gripes against anybody. I think we're overcrowded, and I think that goes, proof's in the pudding when you want to go to hospital or you want to go to the doctors, not enough schools, not enough housing. I do believe we're just a bit overcrowded.
We come along on Saturday morning, greeting everybody with a smile.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
What's your name?
Victoria.
Okay, Victoria, do you live locally?
Yeah, I live in Newcross.
How long have you lived here?
For over 30 years.
30 years?
Yeah.
So you've seen big changes in the area?
I have seen a lot of changes.
Can you tell me, what?
So, for instance, Newcross Gate, there used to be toilet in there, and they changed dual carrier way now, and it's a lot of changes. And I have seen changes. Lewisham Shopping Centre, in those days, we used to have shop by the railway station. So I have seen a lot of changes. When the bus used to go through, it wasn't like now that it's one way. So a lot of things have happened during over 30 years that I've been
Actually, decided. It's funny you saying that, because do you remember when you could only go from New Cross to London Bridge?
Exactly. I know that. I used to go that way. But now it's a different way. And if you make mistake and you want to go to Old Kent Road and you are on the wrong lane, you can't go anymore. So I have seen a lot of changes. All my children are born here.
Do you find the changes good or bad?
Change can be good and change can be bad. It depends on the perception of the individual. So, I mean, I see change as being a good thing, as long as it brings positive things to the community. But it can be negative if it's not doing anything good for the community. So that's how I look at change.
What do you think of New Cross then? You've been here 30 years.
At least the only good thing we have in New Cross is that at least we have one supermarket, Sainsbury, and then at the shop. It would be nice for us to have shop around us. But then again, we have Deptford Market, which I like it very much.
You do like it?
I like Deptford, because you can get nice things within your means. And it's a lovely market. I mean, what I like about Deptford Market mostly, for me, who have pain, and I have had 4 knee replacement. 4 times they have done left knee, 1 time on the right as well, and I have had severe pain. The people are very nice. They are like family. When I come here, like I just finished now, one of the young man will carry my thing to the car. I mean, it's like a family. We bond together, and if they don't see you, they say, oh, I haven't seen you, you know. So the community spirit is very, very, very strong in Deptford, because I'm someone who, I'm a people's person. I love to greet people when I come, do what I can to help each other. So it's a lovely community.
So actually, you said it, because we do live in London. This is what I've heard all the time, like, we live in London, but actually, because it can be isolating as well.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like a little village. Mm-hmm. So you say that man carries your stuff to the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they miss it, you.
But it depends on individual, because how you make your bed is how you lie on it. If you are somebody that keep to yourself alone when things are good, people will notice you when things are bad. So for me, I'm someone that when I'm well, I look after everybody. My street, children in my street, any child. It doesn't matter where they come from. They come to my house, they share what I have. It doesn't cost much to look after a child. And like I'm not feeling well, you see them popping in to say, oh, mom, they call me mom. They don't call me by my name. So it's the community spirit. If you are good to people, when things are good with you, they will be good to you when things are hard. So that's all I can say.
We'll leave it on that note.
I'm tempted to buy myself a big paint sprayer and go round and just do big black X's on any house or building I think shouldn't be allowed.